And we are live here at Punch Drunk Sports. I'm Sam Tripoli. This is Ari Shaffir. And I'm Jason Tebow.
Whoa.
Buckle your seatbelts, guys, because guess where we are? Live.
We're live in Punch Drunk Sports.
Are
Some
we actually
dumb
live?
Here, too. Welcome her.
Oh, we are live.
We've been live?
This is our fifth time being
live.
Live.
Welcome to the live Punch Drunk
Tuesday,
show
November
12th,
2017.
100% live. Not that 50% live that you get on other podcasts.
We're
like
those,
Fighter and the Kid.
Those live nude girls. I like those are my favorite strip clubs that have the live nude girls, not the dead as fuck Amish chicks with too much clothes on.
I'm the other way. I like strip clubs where it's just like live dead girls. And it's just like they
person.
Just roll. It's like a, they come out with a wheelbarrow and then they just dump a dead girl on the stage and they just throw dollars on her and then they drag her off by her feet.
Guys, I don't know if you heard, but we are live.
100% live. Live on Punch Drunk Sports.
Sports podcast.
Not like a 40% live, like a Fighter and the Kid.
November 26, 2018. Coming at you live.
100%
Punch
live.
Sports studio.
I'll show you how live it is. It is 11:20 right now.
It's 11:20.
If we weren't live, how could I say that?
Yeah.
So we'll give you updates on the time while we're live just to prove that we're live.
Live on Punch Drunk Sports. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, everybody.
You know, the best Punch Drunk Sports are when we're live.
I gotta agree with that.
Yeah. And we've done a lot of not live podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. We've done a few.
From this very studio.
Yeah. Sam, remember when we
when we were live.
Were you writing a NASCAR fucking?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Remember you were so high you couldn't even talk on your podcast? You blamed it all on me? You remember that?
That on was that fun. One, I had to lie down.
Yeah.
No, I didn't remember, to be honest.
Remember when we
you mentioned it.
Remember
you're
when
like,
we were.
This isn't very good. I'm like, you're in a coma.
I took edibles or something?
Yeah.
Remember when we were live from the van and we went to the Clipper game? That
oh,
was
yeah.
live.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one in James's? I miss James.
What happened
James,
to that van?
James, can we all be in love? Can we come back to being friends, James?
What happened to that van? Man, when they were filming other people?
Yeah, and we could talk to people out.
What the fuck was that?
We had like a microphone and we were just like, hey, let's just troll around and talk to hookers and homeless people.
I love the best part of doing this show is getting
being live.
Being live.
A Punch Drunk Sports.
Yeah. I love
Thursday,
just the wacky business
19.
Ideas that people throw at us.
Yeah.
And they're so passionate about it and they literally go nowhere. Nowhere.
Yeah. And we'll be like, look, if it seems fun, we'll do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to, I mean, you're not
Yeah,
gonna
we're
win.
Not committing
not
to anything.
guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm noticing something.
What's that, Table?
Somebody's not live.
Uh-huh.
And it's you.
Yeah, fight Natty.
I haven't heard you once say you're live.
There's no room for me to speak. You're all yelling.
Oh.
Because you're not live. If you're live.
Is this your first time on the show? Are you first time caller, long time listener?
I'm nervous.
Three of us are live. One of us doesn't seem live.
What's the matter, Fight Natty? What's
Nothing.
Wrong with you today?
Fight Natty, why are you upset?
I'm not upset. You gave me your mood somehow.
I should get you a job at Live Dead Girls because you are not live.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people that like to throw cash on your dead fucking body.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
you're not. Are you going to say that you're live? Or are you going to say that you're live?
I'm live.
Oh, shit.
You're live.
Live, everybody.
Look who's live.
Wow, look who's back.
About time.
Planking.
About time. Now, this is our first
time. What are you, Julio Jonesing it right now?
Oh, my God.
This is our first time having Aaron back since we were in Arizona. Aaron, what did you think of our live show from Arizona?
It was great. I was.
And it was.
It was terrible for me.
Great. It was live.
Why was it terrible for you?
Why was it terrible,
was it
for,
terrible
you?
For you, Aaron?
Because the internet was malfunctioning the entire time.
Oh, so, yeah. You guys did have internet problems when we were there.
Hey, but we got that 3D video.
Yeah, that. It's the coolest
have
thing
seen
I've
it?
Ever
no,
seen.
No, I haven't seen it.
Send him a clip of it.
I will not.
It's really rad.
So we have 5 minutes down, but it takes forever to render. You can go all the way around, so you can follow Stan.
You can
Hope.
See the audience. Like, you can see everybody.
If you know later, you can just follow him along and like see what he's doing
it
as it walks
nuts.
Around. You choose the angle.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You can watch Aaron just panic the entire time.
But there's no way we can put that on YouTube, right?
No.
Why?
Because of casual male nudity.
Hold on, stop. Let
I mean,
me just
and another
say
guy
this.
Urinating on another guy.
There is a couple that got famous off of him peeing on his wife. Why she slept, and that's on YouTube all the time. So why can't fucking Doug Sano pee
that is
on
love.
Fucking?
Her not leaving him.
Only
is love.
You would know about that video.
Yeah, well, you know, I did some legalese research, and I think that should be on YouTube. Put it on there.
I think it should be a warning, maybe.
I think it should be a part of every elementary school curriculum.
Put parental controls on it or some shit.
Need to learn about the greatest day of podcasting ever.
What about parental controls? Your parents
guys,
can set the shit.
Aaron's crawling into his escape hatch. Aaron is going in for the escape hatch, guys. There's a. I knew there was a trap door under his
desk.
You can
put non-porn. You can just put like a fucking.
If there's a bunch of sandwiches under there, bro, don't be stingy. Pass them around.
Pass them around, Aaron. Quit it with your fucking. Quit it with your pralines box down there.
Where's the donut? The
you know what's down there? His wife's head. That's what's down there. His wife's human head.
He's like, oh,
notice
I killed her long ago.
Notice he started scratching his beard when I was talking about live dead girls. He's like, huh.
These guys
that
are
gives me an idea for some money. Sam Tripoli coming in strong with a laugh. He's live. I'm live. You're live.
Live.
You're
live.
On the fence. You're getting liver, but you're still.
She's hit or miss live. Live or dead. You don't know.
So since we, now.
Since we last met.
Dodgers lost the World Series.
Dodgers lost the World Series. I missed Game 7. Yeah. We had to watch updates on the fucking boat, on the cruise. They wouldn't even play it for us.
Fucking.
Did you watch the fights on the cruise?
No. They didn't have them. I didn't get to see them.
You missed a lot of great stuff, Ari. You're like that like caveman lawyer that was frozen for 2 million years.
Dude, me and Renazisi and Simone on the way to Grand Canyon. We're listening.
What'd you guys decide just to do a little run?
We were listening. Yeah, we went up there after the podcast festival.
So when you guys go up there, like, who is the bottom? Who fucks who?
Simone's the bottom.
Oh,
Simone's
obviously.
Simone's a please all.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, he takes it from both ends.
See, that's great. So you spit roasted him at one of our national treasures.
Yeah, and then you trade off from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get spit roasted at some point?
No. I mean, sometimes I get bottom, sometimes I get top.
Oh, so you're talking asshole and mouth.
Yeah. And then he's really into being dommed, too.
Yeah, okay.
So Simone really likes if you just pull away.
Okay,
just, like,
cool.
Call him a filthy animal.
Does he have that smile he always has when he thinks of pizza when you enter him?
Yeah, he has that faraway stare. We hang him up by his nipples on fucking rings, and we fucking torture him like a little piggy. Roast piggy, roast time, and then we bring him down, spit roast again.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
We spin him. It's like where it stops, no one knows. Which goes in to all the hoes. We have a lisp on the end, and then we just plowing.
Oh, man.
I feel like you just put a live spell
on somebody.
I think
someone needs a job at Live Dead Girls.
The girls coming to you live.
We have some morning shift DJ.
They say sponsorship is sponsored by Live Dead Girls.
Yeah, go Live Dead Girls for all the hottest dead bitches around.
If you come
these
before
chicks
6 p.m.
are dead and they are horny.
They're horny. They want it. Yell at them. Throw those bills at them. What'll bring them back to life? Not a kiss. No, it's those dollar bills. Come down for 2-for-1 drink specials every day before 5 p.m.
Children underage, get in free.
Trade in your wedding ring, get 7 free drinks.
Yeah, bring your dead wife that you killed. Because the fucking Dodgers lost the World Series.
And it's ladies' night on Tuesdays. Hate a bitch? I know you do. You all hate a bitch.
Get a free round of drinks if you kill the chick at the club.
Live Dead Girls.
Live Dead Girls. That's our new sponsor,
everybody. Bring in a dead girl. Get a free lap dance.
Lap dance and Live Dead Girls would be great. They just throw them on you.
Drop it on you.
It's all dead weight.
Remember that old sketch In Living Color.
Okay.
When Jamie Foxx was that old man and he had that dog that was dead, and it looked like a real, I mean, about the size of your dog, like a German Shepherd. It looked real as fuck, but it was just a stuffed animal that was dead. Yeah. And he would always bring it around like it was still alive, like this. Oh God, it was so funny. It would be like that. Yeah, you just throw a dead body right on your lap.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
You fancy. Oh, it does look like real.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was dragging around on the ground by the leash. It was really funny, man.
Real quick, Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be starting my 2018 tour. Here are the dates. Everybody ready for them?
Do it.
They're all available at arishavir.com. Here we go. It's all over. Whole winter, 2018. Asheville.
Are you doing every week?
Asheville,
every day?
Athens, every day, every couple days. Asheville, Athens, Denver. Foxwoods in Connecticut, Boston, Providence, Seattle. Did I say Boston?
Again.
Vancouver, Edmonton. Oh, yeah, you got it up there. Down, dive down. Philadelphia, Salt Lake City, and Boise coming soon.
Do you upload all that?
Yeah, I upload all that.
Yeah, I'm getting my
DIY.
Yeah.
Tickets at arishafir.com. I continue to make ticket prices reasonable.
How much are they?
It's all new material. First tour since 2016.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I love it. I am going to be tomorrow night. It's the Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night. Eddie Bravo, Greg Carlwood, Ryan Davis and Sean Joshi were doing an hour of conspiracy comedy followed by a live podcast. It's a swapcast with the Higher Side Chats. And then my new tour, I'm doing a tour of Texas. I'm going San Antonio on December 15th, Houston on December 16th, and Austin on December 17th. It's Jim Florentine, Brody Stevens, Chad Zumach, and myself. And we are
when are you in Austin?
December 17th.
Is there a chance you move to Texas?
No. There's always a chance I could move to New York. No,
also, where is that tinfoil hat show at? Because you didn't say.
The L.A. Oh, really? In La Jolla. Yeah, in La Jolla. It's in La Jolla.
Oh, nice.
Go to thecomedystore.com.
Wait. Can you do conspiracy theory jokes about 9/11 by now? Is it time?
Yeah, totally.
It's fine.
At this show, you can say anything and they go crazy. It's the most fun. It's the best. They're either my fans, Eddie Bravo fans, or Greg Carlwood fans, yeah. And you can just tee off and you don't lose them. Every time I'm like, oh, he's going to lose them on that. Boom, huge laugh.
That's nice. That's fun.
Tebow, where are you going to be?
I will be at Live Dead Girls all of December.
Launching it.
So please throw some money on me.
Oh, residency. Congratulations.
Please throw some money on my back while I lay on the stage with a dagger in my chest.
Oh,
I am showcasing at the Comedy Store next week, everybody. Please wish me luck for that if you want to come.
Good luck.
It's either Wednesday or Thursday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Showcasing what day?
Either Wednesday or Thursday, hasn't been decided yet.
So they put people on the regular show now?
Yeah.
That's smarter.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's way better for my style of comedy.
Here's what I love Adam, and he's doing an awesome job, and this is all
but
love. Don't have them follow Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, that's hard for anybody.
That's hard for guys who've been regulars there for 20 fucking years.
Yeah. I get the idea. It's like, you're going to have to. It's like, I know.
You know who's a good guy to follow? Dean Del Rey. Because he's super funny.
Yeah.
And you know what he'll do? He'll give them a good intro to lead them in.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
But you can't have to follow Argus. That's too easy.
Yeah. You don't want too easy, but you don't want to follow like a guy who's like, you got to focus. And I, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm at the Ice House this Friday. And my new podcast is coming out this week with Ari Shaffir on the first episode, 92.7 The Pod.
Yeah, I'm promoting my dates on the 92.7 Pod.
Yep.
Everybody please tune into the 92.7 Pod to hear my dates.
Yep, yep. So that also comes out this week, so everybody's been hitting me up about that.
I'll be in town all week, everybody.
You will be in town all week.
About it there on
92.7 episode The Pod. Episode one is called Season 3, The Pilot Episode. And I think you guys will like it. So dig that, suck it. And
first serial comedy on All Things Comedy.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, dude. I'm excited to hear it. Real quick, you guys have been loving the new Patreon, dude. They've been we got a ton of subscribers.
Oh, if only they subscribed before, we could have been fighting by now.
But that Jeff Richards one was hilarious.
What's the Jeff Richards one?
We did a one with him this week's episode of or last week's, I guess, episode of the Patreon. Jeff Richards was playing quite a few characters to take down how much we make.
That's not bad.
There's a way to take that off so we can just get subscribers.
What do you mean?
Why tell them how much we're making?
Oh, yeah, I get that. That makes sense. It's not that high a number.
Yeah, but there's no reason dude, we're doing pretty good. We've gotten a bunch over the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
So
I do like the ones that are in, though. Thanks for that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I appreciate it. When you guys actually start doing videos on it, it will be good.
I will. I did one. I'll do one every week.
You did one.
I did one.
I mean, you and Gabe Killian have done the same amount of videos.
Well, that's not... That doesn't make me feel good.
Hey,
what, Gabe?
I'll do.
What, Gabe?
Sam wants me to do a.
Say it, Gabe.
Ten videos a day.
Sam,
I told him no problem.
Sam, why did you tell him that?
Well, because I thought we need more Armenians working.
Oh,
that's what we need. The Jews have had this shit on lockdown for too long.
Get them off the streets. The dents are bumped out already. Armenians, time to get back to your regular lives.
As an Armenian, I would like to apologize to the black community for everything the Kardashians have done. I mean, they devastate pro teams. I mean, they devastate them, dude. The Cleveland Cavs are in disarray right now.
Who is she dating now?
Tristan Thompson.
Oh, they're in
disarray. I think she's pregnant from him, yeah?
Really?
Oh, poor Lamar Odom.
She hasn't confirmed it, though.
Oh,
yeah. Wait,
that
Lamar
kid's
going to
be
ex?
9 foot tall,
yeah.
By the way.
So Lamar's ex?
Yeah.
Oh, and now she went for another basketball
That's
player.
All they do.
Did you hear Lamar pass out in the nightclub the other night?
Yeah. He's
a disaster.
I mean.
Who's worse, him or Pablo Francisco?
He's probably heartbroken.
Well, that's a great question. I'm going to go Pablo Francisco on that one.
Yeah, I'd say so, too.
His Did you see his meltdown at a comedy club?
I wouldn't say it's a meltdown. I would say that was, like, deep in drug psychosis.
What I mean. That was weird.
God, that was crazy.
It was weird.
You're like, whoa.
It's very uncomfortable.
Are you worried that Blake Griffin's dating one now?
Oh, yeah. I'm totally. She was at the last game.
I know,
oh,
with no. her fancy so sparkly
cute.
Boots.
Those snatches
really
are fucking poison.
She's cute.
Who?
That one that Blake's dating?
Shut up.
She is.
Shut
They're
up.
They're all cute.
Blake, you cannot do better than that, man. That's good. You should lock that up, dude.
Yeah. Blake Griffin could do better than that.
If you're listening, man, I know you guys started strong, but you should lock that up. Make sure it's you and her forever.
Yeah.
Knock her up.
I mean,
yeah. I'm
the
saying
trend.
For you, man. For
they,
you.
They seem totally trustworthy.
Yeah.
That whole family.
Yeah, it's only been good for basketball teams, basketball players.
The mother seems pretty well-adjusted
oh,
and nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which
Guys yep. hate her.
I'd love for her to be my in-law.
You guys, here's a fun story about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They, as...
Oh, look how cute she is.
Dude.
Oh,
that,
my God.
Guys, look, what you're looking at is
oh,
a
she
living
is a little girl.
Mannequin.
He's hot, too. He's hot, too.
Doll.
She's a little
She's
girl.
A little
how
girl.
Old is she?
Remember when he?
She's in your age
Why
bracket.
Why is she
she's
walking
like
around in a kimono?
Maybe because she's short next to Blake Griffin. How
no,
tall is
she? No, she's young.
6'10".
Yeah. 6'10"? Yeah, that's what it is.
She's 22.
Why is she walking around in a kimono in that picture?
Because she can do whatever the fuck she
look
wants,
Sam. Look at her
she
legs,
leave her
though.
Alone.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's a little too thin for me.
Me
she's
too.
A model. Yeah, she's really skinny.
Too thin for me, but her face is cute.
Man. Dude, she's literally a talking mannequin.
She's great, dude.
She literally stands somewhere and people are like, that's
great.
She's great.
Dude, there are chicks that hot doing porn that fucking do gangbangs.
All they needed was one guy to be like,
that's what
I
don't want. I don't want a girlfriend that does gangbang porn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You want a woman whose vagina is so devastating it ruins pro sports? Okay, gotcha.
I mean, Jesus. I'm not a pro athlete. I'm not a pro athlete. If I was, maybe I'd be a little scared. But yeah, I wouldn't mind having sex with a woman that can destroy an NBA franchise with her pussy.
Kendall, that's
I got to see what that's like.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a good calling card, actually. What's up?
That's one of her IMDb credits?
Yeah.
Like when you're making out with a girl like that and right, and you could tell you're both about to have sex and she actually says to you, listen, before this gets any further, I just want to let you know. Sex with me is so good, I destroyed a professional franchise. That's going to make you go, that's going to make you think.
Are you having a stroke right now? When you know it's that devastating.
It's the Lakers, they destroyed the Lakers.
I'm talking about,
so good.
The Rockets.
Good. Hey, by the way.
Cavaliers.
What do you think the odds are?
Cowboys.
That this Me Too shit starts up on Kobe Bryant. And they stop forgiving him.
No, because we all know he does that. He's actually kind of now... Everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's a rapist.
And everyone's just going to let him go?
Yeah.
Hall of Fame ceremony? They're not going to. But they boycott Woody Allen stuff?
Who's boycotting Woody Allen stuff?
Women.
Who?
Militant feminist women.
Unfuckable chicks are boycotting him.
Remind horrible. Me before your Texas thing to. Because when I do that Austin thing, I'll promote your show.
I just did that today.
Okay, but I'm saying I do it every week, so I'll promote the shit out of it that week.
Well, here's what we've learned about pedophilia.
Yeah.
We hate people who fuck kids unless you're really great at art. And then we'll give you a little pass.
It's always a pass. It's like when you let somebody smoke in your car, you're like, no, you can't. But then if Stanhope lights up, you're like, fine.
I let Nick Diaz smoke a lot in my car, and I would not let anyone.
Yeah, right?
Right? There's a hierarchy.
Like
listen,
if,
we don't
if
like...
anybody else peed on you, you go to war. But Doug did it. You're like, oh, Doug, you rascally rabbit.
Is what we're saying here that we want to get famous enough that it's you're just okay that you're an asshole?
It would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to be an asshole, but when I am sometimes already.
Yeah,
I just don't get away with it now.
Yeah.
I absolutely cannot get away with it.
This guy is so funny.
He tells it like it is.
People with missing arms.
If I wasn't a nice guy, I would have been murdered by now.
If you were a nice guy?
If I wasn't a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to be a nice guy.
So what you're saying is you can't be a hobo and be an asshole?
That you know, you'll just stay a hobo if you're an asshole. Like, a nice hobo, someone might give him a little something.
Yeah.
If you're an asshole hobo... Man, you're riding the rails forever, bro. You're eating soup out of a boot for the rest of your life.
Soup out of a boot. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Would it?
That should be a show. That should be a show. You use your homeless skills to survive in different places.
Homeless survivor.
Yeah. Bam!
Yeah.
I just want 10%. That's all I want.
10% of nothing's nothing. So you got it, pal.
Boom. Boom.
You got it. So any final thoughts on baseball? I mean, it was your team that lost.
Man.
Then we can wrap
say
up
goodbye.
Baseball.
Say goodbye.
Here's my theory. I talked about it on Patreon. I think in-game analytics ruins the game.
It's too much pulling that starting pitcher.
It's
too early.
No, to go with Yu Darvish over a guy, Alex Wood, who had dominated Houston 3 games earlier on a 5 days rest, who started the National League All-Star team, pitched for the...
And it was 4 days rest?
Yeah, it was
now?
Four
so
or five.
One less day.
Yeah. And when you know Kershaw's good for three, you don't need Alex Wood to go that long.
Yeah, true.
It was a dumb move, but it's just like, that's Dave Roberts. He loves to be like, and it might be Andrew Friedman, because he took the job fully knowing that he had to do whatever Andrew Friedman told him.
Yeah.
Which is, again, what we see in Hollywood when the suit nerds start imposing their will on the talent, that everything suffers.
Who pitched for Houston in Game 7? Verlander? Or was Verlander 6?
No, it was...
And they beat Verlander.
No,
they didn't. McCullers. They lost to Verlander.
McCullers started that game.
Yeah. And, like, dude, everyone's giving shit to Bollinger, but, dude, you're batting different when it's Game 7 and you're already 5 runs in the hole.
Yeah.
You are pressing it.
Houston Astros up 5.
And then Dave Roberts just, like, why isn't Kiki Vandalay, why isn't he playing? Oh, because he's a 60-year-old white guy that doesn't play baseball. Why isn't...
That's one reason.
Why wasn't Kiki playing? That guy was on fire, his bat. Oh, he doesn't match up well with this pitcher. The guy is on fire,
Would
dude.
You replace Dave Roberts now?
No, but I mean,
if you
like...
you have your pick of any manager in the world, taken or not, would you say, goodbye, Dave Roberts, I want this guy instead?
Who do I like? Who would I like? I like What's-His-Face from Cleveland. I think he's a great manager.
Well, I can't remember his name because he's black.
And I like the guy from Chicago.
Terry Francona.
Because he's black.
What?
Terry Francona. He's a...
Thank you.
Madden's great.
Madden's not great in-game. He's great in the clubhouse.
Wow.
He's made some questionable calls.
Yeah,
Chapman
sure.
In Game 6 of last year.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah, they were lucky to
it's
come
like,
back on that.
Baseball's the most interesting thing because baseball, more than any other sport,
you can go
I
last
think,
to first way easier in baseball somehow.
But your manager can make you or break you
it
more than
seem like
any
it would,
other
because
sport.
Because it seems like you're just like, I don't know, hit. Everybody go up when you're on base.
But that's what baseball.
If you get
meant.
A home run,
now
it's
you
fine.
Have these analytical
singles, great.
Faces.
Well, I know one thing. I collected my money from Benji. Remember he made that bet?
The Dodgers will win.
In 5 games or less.
Oh, yeah, and they lost in 7.
So I got $20 from that.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I had the wherewithal to put a bet on. But I just felt like the Dodgers are going to win. But if I did, I would bet on BetDSI.com, guys. Go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK or PUNCH25. That gets you $25 to gamble with. And whatever you put in, they'll double that. So get invested in that.
What?
And ladies and gentlemen, holy shit.
That is bigger than you, Brenton.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
And I also
what
wish I could have bet.
What is going on here?
We just got the world's biggest pizza
That's
delivered to
the
us.
The biggest pizza.
It's a gift from what,
it's literally
Mama?
The size of
Box
the table.
I've ever seen.
What is Don this Carlos. Gift from?
Don Carlos.
Oh, our good friend Don Carlos.
He sent us a
who's a sponsor of my new podcast.
Oh,
wow.
Motherfucker.
That's how Ari likes it. Yeah. Oh, lock my face on the camera.
That is the biggest pizza.
I don't want to see it. I can't even see it.
Ryan Hill is so lucky. I love him.
Thanks,
He's
Ryan.
So lucky. Thank you,
wow,
Ryan Hill.
That is awesome.
Ryan Hill doesn't believe in Pizzagate, so this is a fight over Pizzagate, and I said I hate
fucking. Dude, do you remember the guy who went in to stall Pizzagate on his own? He was like, well, nobody's going to do anything about it. He took a pistol in there. He's like, let me in the basement.
That's not what happened.
I'm freeing these kids.
That's not what happened.
What did happen?
What happened is that guy's an actor. His father works for a Habitat for Haiti.
That guy who went in there is an actor?
Yeah. And
to try to what?
His dad worked for a Habitat for Haiti, well,
yeah.
And, which was funded by the Clinton Foundation. That was all a fucking show.
So wait. There was nothing in there. All it did was show how ridiculous the media is.
Yeah. It was meant to be like, look what you guys are doing.
The media.
You guys are, oh, you right. Started this fake thing and now look at them.
Oh.
Look at.
Oh,
look,
you're saying it's the real thing. The kids were there earlier.
I'm saying that the name Pizzagate was just simply used to get people to go, oh, they're fucking kids in a pizza, when there's really some dark shit.
Oh.
Let me just say this to you, and we'll move on because this isn't tinfoil hat. Let's take two sex scandals that have gone on, right?
Okay.
Duke lacrosse versus Pedogate. Okay?
Okay.
Both covered by, both, one completely covered by the media, the other covered in its own way, right?
Uh-huh.
They ran with the fucking, by the way, I love that the fight nanny.
I feel like I'm in trouble. I feel like I was like put into a box and nobody wants to see me.
That's what you get for not being live.
I deserve this.
Why aren't you live?
If you were live, it wouldn't have happened.
You can't have a slice of pizza though, fight nanny.
I don't like ham.
Oh, I hate fucking pineapple on pizza. That's why he sent it.
This is delicious.
Yeah, this is delicious. Pineapple ham is one of the best, also cold pizzas, next morning in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, it's fine right now.
In a dorm? When was the last time you did that?
Come on. This guy with his
creeper,
love of 14-year-old.
Creeper going to
creep. I was let out of my fort.
Quite recently. So, I know it's the craziest ad read, but go to Bet DSI.
I laid down $250.
Did you?
Yeah.
On what? What'd you bet on?
On Michael Bisping, who I thought should have been the clear favorite.
Oh,
and
dude.
And it was even odds.
And
I was like, hell yes. I got talked down from a bunch to just a normal amount.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Oh, guys, speaking of the devil, GSP wants to call right now.
Really?
Should we call him?
Yeah.
All right.
I couldn't believe it, though. I couldn't believe it that Michael Bisping didn't win that. That would have been such a money fight for him. I cannot believe he didn't win that.
I always thought GSP was going to win.
Who thought GSP was going to win?
I said in the show
several
times.
How'd the fight go? I didn't see it. How'd the fight go?
Pretty much beat down, I thought.
Well, start to finish, beat down.
What'd you think?
He seemed hesitant. Bisping seemed hesitant.
Slice.
He was nervous of the takedown, so he was avoiding it.
Uh huh.
Is what I.
Yeah, I looked in the bag, Ryan. I looked in the bag. This is what he wants to talk about.
What are you trying to get?
The Kobayashi.
Oh, Sam, cold Bayashi.
I love it.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that now?
Let me see that.
I'm worried.
Sammy,
I say
cord.
We are.
I'm worried.
That we all.
I like how my team's doing, but Ezekiel Elliott is not going to get out of that
cord.
Fucking band.
What? What about it?
Let me see this cord.
Okay. How about we do this?
What?
You can get out of this if you do two straight pulls from the back.
No getting
two
out of it.
Two straight pulls from the back.
No, you can't get out of it.
All Wait, right. Did you lose? Or is it not done?
No,
I
losing.
No, I got fucked on this deal.
I thought
thought Carr was out when I made the deal.
I got fucked,
and he was
dude.
In, and I thought I was fucked.
I got fucked, dude. I was game and a half behind everybody. I'm already behind.
Now you are.
I will be doing this bet.
It's a terrible, terrible bet. We do have to do it. I am now one game back
at noon.
From Johnny.
All I have to say is I'm going to be rooting for Johnny to win if I had to pick out of you two.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for me to win because that's how much of an idiot
no,
you are.
I want to win.
You're two games back and you've already given up.
No, I haven't given
the
up.
The reigning NFC
I'm just
AFC
saying
champs.
if it gets to the point where it's coming down to the wire and I have to pick.
Oh, yeah, I'd root for Johnny over either of you.
I'm rooting for Johnny.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I might root for you on that. I might shoot for you. It would integrate Johnny better.
I hope we all lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we all just do it anyways?
No, I've been practicing.
No. You got to give me a chance to get out.
I've been practicing because I'm worried that I'm going to lose.
Practicing?
The Falcons are bad.
The Falcons are
I lost
disarray.
A game that all three of you won, and I lost
basically
two games because Johnny's team beat my team.
Yep.
And Falcons look bad. So maybe
so you
I won't.
Some hot dogs.
Maybe I won't finish last.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to win. Falcons are not going to have the best record out
of
these teams.
What's wrong with their quarterback, Matt Ryan? Paul Ryan.
I don't know. I don't.
What's wrong with Paul Ryan?
I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think it's our offensive coordinator is playing college football at the pro level.
That's our defensive coordinator.
Right.
Ken Norton's horrible.
We're just getting outsmarted. We're getting outsmarted.
Is that a new guy?
Yeah, because our guy became the Niners coach.
That sucks. That's why
Kyle Shanahan.
So
Dude, just was managers, great with offense, man. He's a great offensive coach.
Coordinators in football matter so much. More than any sport.
Look at the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the fucking
I mean, Sarkisian
Rams.
Was an okay college coach. For him to go to a pro, to be, I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know who the Yankees are going
to be. My preference is always the guy that came up, that was been in the pros at a coordinator level for a long time, becoming your next coordinator or head coach.
You don't like that.
I do.
Yeah, he knows what
These college guys come in and go to coordinators or head coaches. They never succeed.
Because they have to learn the game.
They never succeed. It's a different game.
Because in college, you can have way better talent than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You can recruit. Like Nick Saban and John Calipari, they're just awesome recruiters. Yeah. Are they great coaches? I mean, they're good, but when they go to the fucking
pros,
when they go to the pros, they get their asses handed to them because they have the same talent as everybody else. Mm-hmm. They can't overwhelm you with talent. It's just the truth, dude. I mean,
the number one thing I'm worried about with these frozen hot dogs is
I'm gonna wear a condom. I'm just telling you that right now.
You're wearing a condom
on the hot dog.
He doesn't want it to break off enough.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's why frozen.
No, dude, that's not good. I'm not getting frostbite on my asshole.
Yeah, I think frozen will hurt. It should be.
I'm worried about a Christmas story.
Then unfreeze it.
I'm worried about the Christmas story, tongue to the pole freezing, and this thing gets stuck in my ass.
Oh. It'll defrost.
Deep in there.
In a couple hours.
By then, your urethra will
your
be
Your asshole's hot. That's
Thank
why
you.
You take temperatures
Thank
in
Thank you.
It.
Yeah, but if you freeze it, then it'll never work
that. Appreciate that.
You can't recover from frostbite on that.
What other sports show do you get this talk?
I felt so bad for the guy that replaced you last week, Aaron. He did not, acknowledge anything we were talking about. He was very quiet.
We kept trying to break him.
He wouldn't look at us.
He was not cool about us talking about fucking
his
wife
also. And we talked
about
hot dogs the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty much mostly talking about this the worst bet I ever pulled.
I can't believe we agreed on this.
I don't
fucking
It's like,
hate
when
it.
Did we set? What, at what I, point
I,
in our lives
Actually,
we
I
like,
wasn't here, so I think I should. No, I was
you
here.
You guys had to have all said yes. That's
I think we
rule.
Should all just beat the shit out of Tony Hinchcliffe for coming up with that.
That's who came up with it?
Mm-hmm. And then we were all being funny and joking, like, yeah, I'll totally. Fuck yeah, are you kidding me? That's awesome. I'll do that.
Then
we threw it in the bag and we forgot to take it out. And no one was more excited than Johnny. Johnny's like, yum, yum, give me some.
Johnny was loving it.
He's like, can we do it today? Can we do it today? We're like, Johnny, we got to see. Wait to see.
Johnny's calling it his West Hollywood starter kit. That's what he's getting into.
And once again, there I am at Red Zone just cheering against your team.
That's huge.
So hard. So hard.
I'm going to the Jets game against who?
I have a question for Ari.
Carolina.
Yeah.
This guy, big Cowboys fan, right? Mm-hmm. Giant Cowboys fan.
Yep.
Wearing a Saints jersey at a Saints game.
We're there. We're for the home team.
Yeah.
You could do that without rocking their jersey.
We're there.
You now are owner of a Saints jersey.
Yeah, but I'm looking to give it away. Who's a Saints fan? Wants a large. Large, seldom used, Drew Brees, home white.
It sounds like something that would be perfect for me.
Yeah, you should give it to the
Patreon. No, wait. So
Josh Martin.
He's so little.
Is he a Saints
It'll
fan?
It'll be a dress. Yeah,
huge Saints fan.
Oh,
huge
really?
Saints fan.
Maybe we'll give it to Josh Martin if he rubs cup on his face again.
He already did. The guy has earned a Saints jersey.
Well, no. He's got an addiction to it now. Every morning he rubs a cum right
Is that
face.
Right?
He didn't like it, but now it's just full on.
Part of his life.
Well, you're welcome,
He's got to have it.
All right, maybe I'll give it to Josh Martin. That could be okay.
That's good. Ari, can you really do me a favor? Can
what?
You please eat more while you talk on the podcast?
Why did you send it to us?
This is the number one podcast for food.
Why did you send it to us?
What is that, pasta?
Well, because he's trying to be funny. That's what he's trying to do right now. This is
sauce.
This is
I think
him
he
trying
sent
to
some,
be funny.
I think he sent some wieners.
Yeah, I don't even know what this.
It's
fucking
just a
is.
Thing of meatballs.
Dude, we were on
wieners.
Me and Sam were on the Monster
to
Comedy
put in
Tour.
Your butthole.
Yeah.
And sauced up?
Practice wieners. Ooh, we could sauce them up with a nice, glaze.
A bouillabaisse?
What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm just trying
It was
to
my idea.
Yeah, she said it. I just repeated what she said.
Everyone's like, the fight nanny should have to do it. I'm like, dude, that's
anyway.
Not a punishment. That's everybody's Christmas.
That's why they're probably saying it.
Yeah.
They should just be excited.
Who's your team?
I
Who's
am
your team?
Doing it.
Who's your team?
I don't like football.
You don't like any team?
No. I hate
why don't
football.
You just say you don't like black people? That's what you're
that's
saying.
I like basketball. Say that.
May as well say that.
I'm definitely losing it, so I might as well start practicing.
You think you're definitely losing it?
Yeah,
How
for
many
sure.
games back are you to Carolina?
For sure.
Let's pull that up. Oh, shit.
Well, they still have a game left against them, so you could be one game behind them.
Why are people enjoying this torture?
Oh, look at that. Look at that dancing hot dog. NFL, SFC.
He's got a little
South
asshole.
South Division standings. Carolina 6-3, Dallas 5-3. I like that.
When is your bye week? This week?
We had it. Oh, stamps. Atlanta 4-4, Oakland 4-5. Two full games back behind
Giants. And I play USAT Sunday.
Oh, wow. That's a huge
game.
In
Atlanta, I believe.
That's a huge game.
Who do the Raiders have? Let's see everybody's schedule this week.
And if they don't decide by today about
we're
Zeke,
at the Patriots?
This week?
Are they coming here or are we going there? Home? We might have a chance.
You're at the Giants. Oh, no.
That's this Sunday?
What? Okay.
That's next week.
Oh, you got a bye week. So your bye week is this week.
We need a bye.
And then you're going to the Raiders? I mean, the Patriots?
But I'd rather have 2 weeks to set up
that
one.
Coming off a bye, that's your best chance.
Our defense coordinator's dog shit. I want Wade Phillips so badly.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's a great defense. Look at the Broncos. They're shitting the bed right now.
Because he left?
Yeah.
What?
Who do you play, bro?
Dolphins. Dolphins easy. Panthers hard.
I'm done.
Jets.
I'm quitting comedy.
Jets easy. Coming off a bye week for the Jets.
So Panthers Jets.
Saints will be hard. They've won six in a row.
I'll need the Jets to win that, and
Vikings
then I
suck.
Just got to beat you, and I'm right back in it.
Is he done for the year? He's definitely out.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers. Bucks.
Yeah, the Panthers have
week.
The easiest run. I didn't even want Johnny in this fucking bet.
I don't want me in it either.
I say we throw him out.
Johnny, if you want out, I'm okay with Johnny getting out.
No,
of it.
No, I just realized I need Johnny in. I need Johnny in.
Why?
You give him a full half game?
Why do you need him in?
Yeah, why?
Because.
There's your chance.
If I have to do this, I want this guy doing it too. So if I had to pick between Johnny being in and having the best record right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But what and if not being in, and then you have the best
but
record?
What if you guys
fuck
rebound?
That
what
noise.
If you guys rebound, and then you lose because you would have beaten everyone but Johnny?
I'm fine with that. I'll give you $20. Well, $20? Is that worth my asshole? What, am I selling my ass on Groupon, fuckface?
Wow.
Should we let Johnny out? I mean,
you would not take out the first guy.
It's the clear-cut winner. All three of us have to vote yes.
I will not vote for that.
It is the clear-cut winner.
Why would you not vote for the guy who's in first to be out?
Because, dude, you are in a position to do well.
You have that much hatred in your heart?
Yeah. Dude,
that you would hurt yourself and your own chances.
Falls flat if you don't shove hot dogs in your ass.
The Raiders are a good team, Sam. They're a good team. They've just lost some close games.
He has a two-game lead
They're
on
They're 4-5 right now.
He has a two-game lead on us.
Two full-game lead on you with fucking—
How about this? A compromise.
7 to go?
We leave Johnny in. We take me out.
You're just trying to trick them.
You know what?
I know I'm fucked.
I might entertain that only because you're live today. You're live, and I love it.
You are live. Look, you got the Patriots, the Broncos still. Sounds easy. Chiefs are hard. Cowboys are hard. Eagles are hard. And Chargers are surprising.
I'm
they
fucked.
Almost beat you the first time.
I'm fucked.
Oh, you're fucked.
So I don't give a fuck. So you're in. You're in. Sorry, dog.
You just fucked yourself so good.
No, hey, dude, I'm fucked anyways. Look at that lineup. We don't have one easy game. Giants, that's it. Broncos,
Giants.
Maybe. Chargers.
Broncos aren't easy. Broncos are going to be in the playoffs.
What?
Broncos are going to be in the playoffs.
Dude, they lost four games in a row.
Did they really?
Yeah, you're an asshole.
You turn around and look what happens. All right, well, that's fine.
You on one tour with fat people, and then you come back and boom. Shit's gotten different.
Do the buffet.
All right, how's it been going smoking pot and drinking again?
Oh, wonderful.
Ari, could you do me a favor? We're live. Eat more pizza. Could you smack those fucking mouths?
They're both going to eat the whole time. He never stops.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I just came off a four-day
You'll
buffet.
You'll eat that whole pizza. And
guys,
this
whole thing.
If you're upset about the smacking of lips, please hit up Don Carlos on Twitter and let him know. Thank you. What? Eat a burrito for doing this and
yeah,
fucking up the podcast.
Yeah, chewing. Don't come to us. Come to him. He knew
Go
what
to
he's
him.
Doing.
He
why
knew
didn't
what
he
he's...
ship us tacos? Why did you earn this?
Because he is.
What does it say?
We're
what
busting
say?
Each other's
Sam,
balls right now.
Sam Cold. What does it say?
Sam
Cold
Kobayashi.
Sam Cold Bayashi.
The old Cold Reverse Cold Bayashi.
His remaining strength of schedule.
Cowboys have
the easiest.
Hardest.
Nice. I like
no,
that.
That's the easiest schedule.
Yeah.
That's the hardest.
What? Average opponent Super Bowl. Go back up.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, then it's just happening on its own? Is there a ghost in your computer?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Hey, guys, call the Ghostbusters. Because there's a ghost in Johnny's computer.
You have
average,
the hardest,
average opponent
you have
Super
the hardest.
Bowl.
I have the hardest. Second hardest. Great.
Oh, no. What?
You have remaining schedule?
Yeah.
As of right now.
Raiders, wait. Wait, go back up.
We've looked at my schedule. It's way harder. So you're saying the Cowboys have the easiest?
Hardest.
I disagree with that. Okay. Go to the Cowboys games. Go to Cowboys games.
Yeah, who do the Cowboys get? Falcons this week. That's a tough game. Eagles is tough. Chargers is even with you.
Ooh, Raiders, Cowboys. That's going to be an important game towards the end of the year.
Giants could be easy. The
Eagles
are hard.
Play you guys tough.
Eagles
twice. Seahawks are great.
Eagles twice.
That's
two more games against the Eagles.
Seattle's a two-loss team.
Sam, let him out.
No.
Sam, oh my God. You just found out that we have the hardest schedule, and they have the second hardest. Carolina, though, where's they?
Where's they?
12? Oh, my God. They have an easy schedule.
Raiders, where's they? Oh, 8?
You have a let him out, Sam. That's what I say. But
you know what? Speaking of easy?
What?
Omaha Steaks, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Those are the easiest thing ever. It's just that simple.
Are they sending them to us?
Well, yeah. We're getting.
I haven't been home. If they've been sending, I haven't been home for the last 3 weeks. So
yeah,
been
so
rotting
you're,
outside
yeah,
right.
Your shit.
Those are fucking jack-o'-lanterns.
I'd still eat them, dude. I'd still eat them. That's how good these steaks are. Guys, go to omahasteaks.com. Okay.
Use code Punch Drunk, just like everything else. And hang on, I got
so
it.
So for real, they just send you steaks?
Dude, this
cooked?
Deal
cooked?
Is
no, you
insane.
Cook you cook
this
them?
This deal is
it is
for
nuts.
$50, dude. Yeah.
Not even.
$50 what? What do you
get? $49.99 for this promo code. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. That's 75% off.
Okay, but what do you get, though?
Here's what you get. I'll tell you what you get. Here's what you get. Two filet mignons.
Wait. Let me internalize it. Hold up. Two filet mignons. Okay. Well, how many ounces?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Good, though.
It's got to be at least 4 ounces.
Two top sirloins.
Two top sirloins.
Two boneless pork chops.
Okay.
So good.
Four boneless chicken breasts.
So good.
Four kielbasa sausages.
Kielbasa, yeah.
Four burgers.
Okay.
Four potatoes au gratin.
Oh.
Four caramel apple tartlets. And seasoning pack and all. Yeah, you get a ton.
That's for how much?
That's
how much
like
is that?
Bigger than my freezer.
It's a
how much is
it
that?
It is.
How much is that?
Well, $49.99.
Yep.
With the promo code.
If you use the promo code Punch Drunk.
That's pretty good.
It's. I mean, if you have a family or whatever, I mean,
that's
it's
good.
Literally an entire,
like
it's
no,
a huge barbecue.
Good. That's legit good.
That's legit good.
$50 for all that.
And it's 75% off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a like $200 worth of frozen meat.
Johnny, can you do me a favor?
Comes right
and it's frozen, so you can put it in the freezer.
Comes dry frozen, and then just go right into the freezer.
We've had a couple complaints. They can't find where to put the promo code. Can you find it on there real quick? Use your computer skills and
probably
tell us.
Probably when you're checking out. No?
Yeah, if you go to the website, omahasteaks.com, they have like 500 different kind of gifts, different things you can get.
Look at that.
All
dude.
Different kinds of meats.
We've had a bunch of them. They're so
seafood,
good.
Poultry, pork, veal, lamb, kinds of sides, everything.
Lamb.
They have everything, man.
Veal?
Yeah.
You got it. If you like meat, if you are a meat eater, this is probably the best deal that you're probably going to get, and you can thank our good friends at Omaha Steaks.
Bam!
Bam! Steaks,
it's a lot.
I mean,
that's bigger than a barbecue.
I'm for pizza, though.
That's bigger than a barbecue.
Are you going to eat more pizza?
I might, man. I don't know what's doing here.
It's what do you mean, what's doing here? It's sitting there.
Yeah.
Look how much I've already had.
A big chunk out of it.
Holy.
Fight Nanny, stop!
If you were live, this would be a whole different
thing.
There's
so many middle pieces and
if that was cheese pizza,
pieces.
I would eat as much as you, but...
You don't like pineapple, right?
No, I like pineapple.
Oh, Raiders Cowboy,
like
our good friend Ryan Hill, thanks for the pizza. Just must be watching live. I'm sure he is because he wanted to see Sam's face when this showed up. Just brought up a good point. Raiders Cowboys is in Mexico City.
Ooh, you want to go? Should we all go?
Hell no.
Yeah, dog, I'll go.
What day is it?
It's towards the end of the... Oh, the Raiders-Patriots is in Mexico City.
Oh,
so that's in 2 weeks.
Oh,
that's definitely a home game for us. That's definitely a home game, right? Team Mexico.
Let's talk about these fights because GSP's calling in a sec.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to get to the fights.
So is this Google thing working?
Dude, I thought for sure Bisping was going to win.
Yeah, but is Google working?
What are you trying to look for, Sam?
Yeah, Pats, I got
no,
that.
No, because if people want to call in.
They can call?
You're just going to have to manage the mute button.
Well, can I just put it on mute?
Let him manage. Let him try now while we're here. What's the number to call in?
It's already out there.
What is it?
Aaron's got it. It's on the screen.
Okay.
Guys,
what's
see
the number?
That number
what's the
down
number?
There?
What's the number?
It's Cortland, New
607-218.
Yes, who's on the celebrity hotline right now?
4356?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello? What's that?
Oh, doing some key hitters, the champ here.
Hey, George. Congratulations, man.
You've been saying for years on this very show, you never lost the belt, and when you fought again, you were going to prove it, and you proved it.
You
congratulations,
did prove it.
GSP.
I am the champion, my friend.
I took him lessons.
Well, you did it. You did it.
I'll keep on fighting till the dinosaurs come back.
Till the dinosaurs come back.
Wow.
Huh? Wow, you're going to be fighting a very long time, GSP.
George.
For the record, I am high as a kite right now. I barely have words in my mouth.
What was in your mouth?
He said at the end of the fight, I have no words in my mouth. He's the best.
I have no words in my mouth.
So you're too high to have words in your mouth right now?
Oh, no. This thing is back.
What is that?
What is that?
Sounds like a baby.
Stop crying.
Who? George, what? What baby is that, George?
It's this baby. Every time I come home, it's still here.
What baby?
What baby do you have, George?
Some lady. I don't barely know her name.
What? You have a? It's your baby or her baby?
It's her. She says it's mine, but she will not get the test that I want.
She won't. But go by you.
So you want to test the baby for HGH and steroids? Is that what you want to test?
That, but also to see if it's mine. Oh. But it looks a lot like my ex-friend, David Loazzo.
Oh, no.
Ex-friend? What happened? That should have been your best friend
forever.
Are you
saying there's a lot of coffee in that cream?
Oh, no.
Freddie Roach told me you need to get rid of the loser Loazzo. He's bringing you down, and no. I had to look at my life, and I could not disagree.
So is Loazzo out?
You cut Loazzo free? No.
Loazzo, he introduced me to Kitty Litter, not that that was a bad thing, but his record was terrible, and he just was not championship friend material.
Wow, you dropped him after you won the belt back.
It was before the training. Freddie said his gymnastics are not good. He can barely do the iron cross on the rings. Why are you hanging around with this loser?
He's old, though.
I can totally see Freddie Roach saying that. That makes sense to me.
So Freddie Roach obviously had words in his mouth.
Freddie Roach has a lot of words in his mouth, and he got me my belt back. I'm wearing two belts now. They call me Two Belts is my rap name.
That's your name, Two Belts?
Two Belts.
Are they going to give you back the not middleweight, welterweight belt?
Give it back? I never they'd have to pry it from my dead hands.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. That sets up some chaos, dude.
Yeah.
Who do you want to fight next? They're talking about Robert Whittaker, but, I mean, the world is your oyster. You can pretty much do whatever you want.
Can I make a suggestion?
Let's hear it.
To make this.
I'm thinking Mighty Mouse.
No, I think that might be too easy for
that's,
you. You're way
yeah,
than
I don't think that would
I would
good.
Love
it's
to
a
watch
good matchup
that.
For me.
Can I call it right here, right now?
All right.
Anderson fucking Silva. It's the only time this is going to make sense.
I think that fight is passed.
Yeah.
So do
but
I.
He's the title holder right now. So they're going to fight it when nobody cares. Why not make it count for a fucking belt right now?
I mean, do you want Anderson Silva to accidentally get the belt?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Let him have it one more time and say, I'm retired, or I'll defend it once and then retire.
I don't know.
No, I think that's just...
Only time it makes sense. Right now, when it matters.
George,
not in fucking 3 years.
Now, I like that fight if the UFC agrees to get a time machine and go back 5 years or 6 years
He's
back.
He's out
when,
the weight, though.
George, did you get hurt at all in this fight?
I didn't talk to the aliens about the time machine possibility, so that could happen.
Okay, we didn't consider that.
Were the aliens at the fight at all? Were they? I didn't see them in your corner, but did you maybe get them some seats, or were they there?
They were in the rafters. They kind of can't be seen. If you've seen E.T., you know that the scientists do not like the aliens.
Okay, so they're kind of hiding from all the scientists.
What?
Jamming out to music over here. The kitty litter is flowing. It's computer spray is all over my body.
Yeah, you got to turn it on
all
your radio.
Over your body? What does it do on your body?
Have you just been like nonstop partying since you won that belt?
I have been huffing paint for 6 straight days.
Wow.
Wow.
What was the key, do you
That's
think?
That's weird, because the fight was 4 days ago, 3 days ago.
They don't test for a puff paint.
I somehow got 2 extra days. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, hold on.
No, that only happens to you. It seems to be a result of the aliens. You seem to lose a lot of time. Did the aliens say anything to you after the fight?
The aliens were very happy. They bet big money on me for the fight, so their spaceship, as you recall, they needed it to be fixed and
right.
gotten the repairs. They got the new roto muffler.
Okay, yeah, those are expensive for spaceships.
And a G95 X Clacklatatamata part.
Oh, that, those.
So,
you have to go to a specialist for that.
Hey, did you ever ask your alien friends about District 9, how realistic it was?
About what?
The movie District 9.
You know,
they are not fans of that film.
Why?
They like that movie Seth Rogen did about aliens.
Which one was that?
Which one was that?
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember the name, but they enjoyed that. They like his humor.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did they say about the movie?
They said,
what does that mean?
It means 2 thumbs up, but they only have thumbs. No other, just one thing.
So that's not that many. That's not that many thumbs up, though.
Good God, we've missed you calling, sir.
Do you guys think Rosanna Marjunas is into me? I mean, we both have that belt. She's with Pat Barry. What has that guy done?
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys have breaking news sound effect here, but I just got some breaking news in right now.
Beautiful.
George, this just in. Ronda Rousey has broken off her wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Well, they're married, so they're divorced.
Yeah, they're divorced now.
Oh, my God.
And she's saying, I am back on the market.
She said that?
Those are her exact words right here.
Well, good for her, because I'm over her. She has no belt. She's trying to do professional wrestling. I mean, come on, please.
She has no belt.
Is that a real story?
You wouldn't take her back?
No.
I love it, man.
Well, I think that what we've learned here, because he was crazy about her when she had the belt.
Yeah.
And now I'm hearing a little like love, kind of like love in his voice, or love words in his mouth, about Rose.
Yeah.
Are you falling for her now that she's got the belt?
Rose Namajunas?
Yeah. Something about her. I mean,
we'll
you
just
look
call
at her,
her
and you just see stranger things.
Yeah, we'll call her number 11.
I want to do the number 69 with number 11.
Oh, snaps. Number 11's a 13-year-old girl, you sick fuck.
I'm talking about Rose. You just, that's entrapment.
That's entrapment.
Hey, take a seat. Let's talk.
Those are entrapment words in your mouth.
So you want to hook up with Rose Namajunas?
Now, do you like Rose with hair or shaved head?
Yeah.
Are we talking down below or
yeah,
on top?
let's talk well, down below. You're right.
Do you think it's possible below. For her to have a shaved head and just full
just
beaver?
Massive bush, Lauren Peltz bush.
I mean, it could be that way because it's like she's like a crazy, like that's somewhat craziness. Like when she was like, when she was doing the stare
that's,
down.
That's her going, fuck it. You guys think I'm pretty? I don't want to be known for that. I'm shaving this off.
I quite like her.
I love the shaved head.
Yeah.
I like her a lot. I root for her.
I love it that they have to cover the nipple. We live in a world where you have to cover the nipple.
And it's also a world where I'm always like, oh, the nipple's covered. like it does matter. I'd like to see it.
I did put money on Bet DSI.
Yeah.
$1,000. It paid one penny that Rose was going to cry at some point in time in this fight.
Did she?
Of course. She cries in every fight, doesn't she?
Yes, drives
every
me nuts.
Single time.
Wow.
Yeah, because you don't know that, but we tell women to be emotional. So
but
that's
no
what they
other
do.
Girl's known for crying every fight.
She cries every fight.
Paige Van Zandt always cries.
Well, she dominated it.
I would cry every fight.
If you were Paige Van
Zandt. In Rose's defense, she was chopping onions before the fight,
oh,
so
that's
it
true.
Could have been that.
That's
what, was she cooking right before the fight?
Are you slow roasted onions?
Okay.
Did you guys know that some dinosaurs' tails were over 45 feet long?
Fun facts with George St. Pierre.
What other fun facts do you have, GSB? That was really interesting.
Scientists say dinosaurs lived for 200 years.
Oh, what? That's quite long. That's quite long.
I could see that.
I mean, imagine the kitty litter you could do in that time.
It'd be a lot of kitty litter.
How much kitty litter do you think you could do?
I mean, so far I've gone through 20 boxes post-championship.
Jeez. You must weigh like an extra 80 pounds.
Ari, this New York stuff is top of the line.
What? Oh, really? The New York kitty litter?
Oh, the kitty litter and duster combo in New York is like I've never had before.
Yeah, they have quality everything out there.
Now, I would think as a world champion, one of the – now, I think this solidifies his name on the Mount Rushmore.
This is George Foreman now.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, I'll be back. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It's like Michael Jordan.
It was like Jordan faxing him back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
get the George St. Pierre Foreman grill.
No,
what's special about that?
I'm not.
It comes with a kitty litter tray at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
A computer duster marinade kit.
Okay.
You should also, just because of your Montreal roots, you should have a little poutine maker on the side.
I really respect that, Ari. I really respect
that. That's a good point, Ari. You are a good Jewish businessman. I support you.
Yeah, you can make it about drugs, but also about the food.
Yep.
God, I am so horny right now.
yeah, you getting what's got you so worked up? Is it the drugs or?
Just looking down at this belt, it's gold, it's shiny, it's all mine.
I can't.
John Jones is gone now. I am the face. Conor McGregor is nothing.
Do you think
would
that
you face Conor McGregor at 170?
Yeah, they're setting that totally up.
He is a tiny man. I would pick him up and spike him through the octagon.
That'd be great.
Do you think
that's
the fight that Conor goes for?
No, they're going to both unify their belts because they both have to fight the interim guy.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have that fight between the two of them. And I think
at 170.
I think it's a stupid fight.
Where Conor fought once.
Once, lost, and on top of that, now you're looking at a guy who could have three belts. I mean, dude, you already don't have enough belt guys.
I love it. I love it. And let him just retire then. Oh, my God. How good did he look?
I want all of the belts, even the women's.
Right. Oh, you want the women's belt?
There is – when you can put as many belts on your body as possible, the women just – it drives them crazy. I go to Vegas pool parties and I'm attacked.
Do you want your belt to look like Teeb's fucking wrist?
My jean shorts are so tight right now, I can barely breathe.
Hey, so tell us how you felt when you were on the dance floor, shirt off, fucking jeans rocking.
You sunk that choke in.
And Bisping didn't tap either.
He went out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He didn't tap, but there was a smell in the octagon. I believe he defecated his pants.
He talked a lot of trash before the fight.
In the business, we call that choking the shit out of someone.
He really thought he was going to win that fight. He had me believing.
I did too. He really talked a lot of trash on you, GSP, and I noticed he wouldn't take your calls on his podcast he does with Luis Gomez.
I put the feelers out to what's the guy's name? LJG?
Luis J. Gomez, yes.
I put the feelers out to Michael Bisping, as my friend Theo Vaughn calls him.
Yeah, to talk a little trash on their podcast. And what was the response on that?
The response was a resounding silence. They knew Freddie Roach was bringing the pain.
Oh, my God.
That I had Loeza was out of my life. The dinosaurs are stronger than ever. The aliens gave me the power. They would not take the call. Michael Bisping is a one-eyed pussy.
Jesus.
Now, let me ask you something, George St. Pierre.
Got a lot of words in his mouth now.
Yeah, for a guy who's never lost a belt.
The words are coming now. I just put kitty litter up my rectum. And
George St. Pierre's lost the belt.
Michael Cera.
Now, dude, did you work that one eye? Did you work, like, to the opposite side so he couldn't see you?
You could see that when I did the double Superman punches, it was through the bad eye. I knew which one to target.
How did you know by which one was wandering?
I didn't even have a favorite dinosaur, so I had zero respect for him.
Okay.
By the way, look at on the UFC page, look at how well lit GSP's eyes are versus this darkness shadow. Trying to hide Michael Bisping's eyes. They're just clearly like
Michael Bisping's eye is seeing other people.
He looks like I recently went to see the new Thor movie, and in the end, Thor loses his eye.
Was it good?
Thor loses his eye, so he looks like that.
Dude.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you see that today?
It was a little long, but I liked it.
It's 2.5 hours. It's awesome.
Really?
It's like not good. It's awesome.
Wow. Okay, I'll go see it.
I was asked to be in it at store, but I had other things.
Like what? Because they shot this when you weren't fighting.
Kickboxer Part 2 with my friend JCVD. I only work with people with initial names.
Well, okay. I respect that. I got to be honest with you, man. I saw your acting in that Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Great. You definitely deserve an AVN for that porn acting that you were doing.
I studied some of the greats. I had a great acting coach. Ron Jeremy helped me.
So good. So good.
Let's see some. Let's hear one of your lines. Like, if you remember any of your lines, let's see a little bit of acting from you. That'd be cool.
Before we get into that, the important thing is the word dinosaur was coined by British paleontologist Richard Owen in 1842.
Wow.
He wanted that term to refer to their majesty in size. He didn't want it to be fearsome.
Oh, I like that.
So, what is dinosaur?
What does that mean? What is dinosaur?
It comes from the Greek, meaning terrible lizard, but he did not want it to be known as that.
What did he want it to be known as?
Yeah.
He wanted them not to be feared, to be loved and respected like GSP.
So why did he call them dinosaurs then?
Yeah.
This is in 1842. I don't know.
Why would he want the opposite of what he then straight up did? I don't want to poke holes in your story, but like that's a guy who you said didn't want it to be feared and then still called them terrible dinosaurs. His actions don't belie what he's saying.
I want to give props to Mary Anning. She was one of the most famous fossil hunters, but because she was a woman from a poor background, she was not taken seriously. So that's a Me Too moment.
Hey, real quick, what are your thoughts that Eddie Bravo thinks dinosaurs aren't real and that all the this is actually a fact. All the dinosaurs in museums aren't actual dinosaurs.
They're just.
Did I call into Tin Foil Hats podcast?
Thank you very much for calling in, GSP.
George, we love
you. Very proud of you, buddy. Keep calling in.
Sorry to Tony Hinchcliffe for your loss this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Tony got beat up by your future girlfriend, Rose.
Yeah.
Oh. So sorry.
George, you are a good actor. That was a pretty good impression of Tony.
Oh, he just hung up on us.
Yep, that's good. That's good.
Punch drunk. I missed that. I missed the hanging ups. We have to figure out this Google thing.
Did somebody call?
Yeah, I know who it is. We're going to take calls later. Let's not take calls towards the end.
Yeah, but we can take a call.
Yeah, they're calling
in
right
now.
Can
you put them on hold? Or does it just answer? Or
what am I, a fucking call center?
No, I'm saying, do you have that ability? Because I heard it ring
hey,
before.
Hey, Sam Tripoli, Punch Drunk Secretary.
Yeah?
Can you hold, please? Mr. Shafir's making money and doing interesting stuff.
That sounds good. That was good.
Okay.
Let me try it, too. Now, let's see if I can do it, too.
Okay.
Hi, this is Punch Drunk. Fuck. I'm stupid. Well, sounds like you won.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
I mean, I gave it my best, and I'm live today, so.
Well, you're live.
We're live. I'm Punch Drunk Stewart, Story Sports.
So I thought it was a great card. The Cody fight was great.
Too bad about Mickey Gall.
That was
a good
crushing.
Fight, though.
Everyone I wanted lost except GSP.
Mickey Gall was crushing.
He had a great second round.
A lot of people don't know who's injured, too.
What?
They didn't reveal this, but he had a heavy case of chlamydia
going
on. Yeah, it really affected his wind.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on antibiotics, but he just started him. He let it go for, apparently 2 or 3 months.
Who?
Years?
Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall had chlamydia.
It had spread to his inner thigh.
Okay.
Some doctors said they'd never seen that way, but he's too much game in him. He was never going to pull out of this fight.
So he fought with a full-on just... petri dish of dick.
Yeah, he was going to use a like a tidy whitey kind of outfit, but he went with longer shorts because of the spread of the chlamydia.
Okay, all right.
So he's battled on that, still took it to the distance, lost two rounds to one, but very proud of him nonetheless.
That first one's even. He dominated the second one, and then the guy, he just, I mean, dude, that dude is, they fought at 170. That guy is fucking huge for 170. I mean, Mickey's huge for 170, and this guy's even bigger than he is. Like, that guy, look how long that dude's fucking arms are. Dude, where'd they fight? Manhattan?
Same amount
of
strikes.
He hits you from Brooklyn. That's how fucking long those arms are. Dude, they're fucking long. What are you, nuts?
0 for 2 on takedown attempts.
Yeah, dude. See, that last one, it's just like whoever got on top won.
Yeah.
He'll bounce back, no prob.
Yeah, for
back,
sure.
No prob.
Dude, here's the thing, man.
Is his picture photoshopped there? Look how the on the, his left. On,
like
on
the
his
fucking
right,
go up? No, on the yeah, hip. On the hip. Or in, no. Where the gut is.
No, no,
the
no.
Six pack.
On Mickey. On Mickey.
Right
look,
there.
Look at that side thing. What is that? That's not. Is that photoshopped badly?
No, it's just a weird angle.
Oh. Why is the other side not jut out like that?
Because it's He'll how he's back. Turned, you fucking retard.
There's a couple of these fights on this card. I'm like, oh, that could easily be a rematch. That Cody fight totally could be a rematch.
Oh, they'll do that.
This
they'll
would be a good
that.
Rematch. I don't, how think, about I don't think they'd do rematches like this at this stage.
Johnny Hendricks, like, who looked like everyday guy,
Rose
was fighting bouncer guy.
Rose could be a rematch.
Look at that, dude. Johnny Hendricks just like, Cussie dude, has not
huge.
Been the same.
I would never own a shirt if I was had a body like Costa. I wouldn't own shirts.
Didn't that just look like he was going to destroy Hendricks? Like, based on how they look?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, what are they doing?
Dude, that guy is fucking
Hendricks
a real threat. I don't know
Hendricks
how that dude.
You think so? You think
no, I think he's going to go to Bellator, dude. I think they kept him around because he's got a name. But he hasn't been the same since they started doing fucking those drug testing. He's never been the same.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's why GSP left. He's like, I know what this guy did. I don't want to out him, but I'm not fighting anymore until you guys clean up.
You think that's why he did that?
I mean, you heard him call in. He's better than ever.
I don't know how this guy Costa passes a fucking drug test.
It's like, this is like when people get mad that you don't look at the guy with the turban right after 9/11. It's like, come on. You got to test this dude. You got to test this dude.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. He should be.
He's from Brazil too, right?
To unfair ideas of when you get tested.
Someone was saying that he looks like every guy you see in Brazilian tranny porn. Now, I did. I'm not the guy that said that.
You are the guy that knows how to cross reference if it's true or not, though.
Yeah. Right. For sure.
I do not want a hot dog up my ass.
Yeah. Let's end this, and I'll do anything else. I'll do
Let
one
Johnny
of those.
Out. Increase your chances. Then you got to
no,
get rid of
I'm
one
not,
of us
because he's beating you right now.
Then maybe Zeke gets injured. And maybe I go out, and then it's just you and team.
No.
If there's a God in heaven, the Falcons will tank this season, and I get to put a fucking couple dogs in the old clink, clink.
How did you guys think Joanna tapped clink, very quickly?
Yeah, that really shocked me. Like,
it was
for her
really
to get beat
weird.
Up, like, round one.
Maybe she was just done knockdown. She kept talking about how she just punched her down.
She got knocked down maybe twice.
20 seconds in round one?
No, not 20.
No.
I think it was 3 minutes.
Two minutes.
Oh, control,
but when Rose started reciting the Lord's Prayer, I'm like, oh, she's gone fully crazy.
That's a theory. The Lord ruins every good fighter.
Let me tell you what the Lord ruins, a girl with a good body. There's nothing worse than you see a hot chick, like, how's it going? And she just talking about how much she loves Jesus. Stick a fork in it.
Look at that guy.
Chris Wyman. Now somebody's lying.
Look at this. Like, it's just weird. She just gave up.
I mean,
she tapped.
She tapped from striking.
We've never seen that happen to her. That was like so shocking.
She tapped from strikes.
Maybe something happened where she broke something early on, and she was like, "Oh, I'm done." People don't even realize how injured she is.
Now this is she wall walks and gets out of this.
Maybe Tony Hinchcliffe started giving her that D, and she got sad.
What if Tony's dropped her now, like Brody?
But there it is. Then boom,
she was out.
Taps from strikes.
I mean, come on, dude. These girls are stick figures.
Right when she hit, she hit her right there, and she got her with a knee on the way down too.
That looks like it's over. Like she was not defending that other punch. Then she started to a little bit. Oh my God!
Right there, you, Joanna Chan.
If she's stopping, why is he not stopping it?
Right there, she just goes. She goes.
Tears. Disgusting.
Don't punch me in the face. I have a Netflix special to record. Only punch me in the shoulders.
You guys are happy, TJ won.
No.
I met TJ. I like both of them.
I hate TJ.
I just said it was a great fight. I was rooting
it
for
was.
I was
TJ.
Rooting for Cody.
I
don't like TJ.
I hate what he did to Team Alpha Male, and I hate what a dick he is. Did you know he embraced the snake nickname, and that's his logo now? He's just calls himself a snake.
Why is it a snake?
Like, who's proud that they're a snake?
Snakes.
That's not a good guy.
Who?
I feel bad for his knocked up wife. She has
Cody
she
was
not
winning
be
that. Cody was
with him.
Cody was winning that fight. Cody
God.
Was winning that fight.
You say that for like 90% of the female choices. Women always fuck gutter dick. And I've met TJ. He's a nice dude.
No one says that about him.
Well, the time I met him, he's nice
even
to me.
Rogan said on his podcast the way he acted after the fight was uncalled for because he got in his face because he was knocked out, Garbrandt.
And then Dillashaw got in his face?
Yeah, and was like screaming at his face.
Saying what?
Well, I mean, dude.
Quit talking trash about me?
It's unbelievable. I mean,
it's also like your adrenaline's being dumped. Yeah. You like one, and it's like, I don't know. I'm at my best right now.
And the shit that these two camps have talked to each other.
The corners were fighting after the fight. It was like chaos.
Remember, Cody grabbed him by the fucking neck.
Yeah.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
And then Cody flipped him off after the first thing because he almost knocked him out. And they just really don't like each other.
Yeah.
Wait, go back up. Let me see the title.
I want to see a rematch of this.
Lost a lot of respect for Cody Garbrandt. Doesn't deserve a rematch after knocking him out. Why did he lose a lot of respect for him?
Yeah, I he didn't defend his title long enough to get an instant rematch, right?
He never defended it, did he?
Isn't that the rule? You have to defend it once to be a true champion, which yeah. I don't like that rule, but that seems to be the rule.
I don't know. I thought it was a good card. One of the better cards we've had in a while.
I thought it was great. I don't know why. And like Dana White is just... What? I mean, does anyone believe anything Dana White says anymore?
What was he saying?
He's like, everybody's saying this is the greatest card ever. Like, this year, it's like, you guys are full of shit. You guys don't know fucking nothing.
Who?
Dana White was saying that.
About who?
About
like the ratings and stuff?
Everybody was saying this was the best card they've had all year.
And he was saying no?
Yeah, he's saying you guys don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
He's saying it was not the best card
because they, like, everyone believes that the UFC's lost had some pretty shitty pay-per-views.
They have.
But he's also had a couple good cards. Has he not had like a great one this year?
Which ones have been the good ones?
I don't know.
217.
I really don't know.
I mean, there's just so many that they all bleed together.
Yeah.
You know, we just come from the day where there was like 12 UFCs a year. And
yeah.
That
now
was
there's
it.
One every weekend.
Now there's literally two or three a week.
I remember a billboard on the Hyatt.
Oh, speaking of MMA, how great was that AJ Green fight this weekend?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you're about to. The best NFL fight I have seen
forever. The NFL fight. Yeah.
In
it was great.
Forever.
He got him by the neck?
There was three good fights this weekend. I don't know what was in the air.
What was Jameis Winston doing, fucking touching that guy's neck? What was that about?
Push him in the back of the head.
What was that? He was almost like licking his finger and
he
pushing.
Granted, Winston wasn't even in the game. His helmet's off.
He'd already been pulled.
His helmet's off.
I was at that game.
And he's you're at that game. So Lattimore's talking shit to Winston on the sideline. He turns around and Winston kind of like pushes him in the back of the head with his two fingers. Yeah. Walked on the field to do it with his helmet off. There's like three flags right there. And then he comes back and kind of pushes Jameis Winston. And then Mike Evans comes 100 miles an hour and creams him from behind.
Look at him. What's he reaching out to try to push that guy in the head?
He's an idiot.
What the fuck are you doing?
I officially believe Jameis Winston is garbage.
Of all the callers I miss.
Here it comes. Boom!
And they weren't even there. Somebody separating them, too. That was a bitch move.
But this is the fight of the year right here. AJ Green and Jalen Ramsey. Great takedown there. Bip.
What's he punching
the
helmet
for?
Well, he pulls his hand back.
Slams him again. Then he gets hit. And watch him on the ground throwing punches. Pow!
Doesn't that hurt your
hand
to punch a helmet?
Yeah. Depends where you're hitting him.
Dumbest thing ever.
Depends where you're hitting. I mean, if you're hitting him on the helmet. But if he's getting shit under the chin.
Yeah.
He was clearly hitting the back of the helmet.
Get the fuck off
like
me.
The choke.
What's he
still
pointing at him
for? That was the hit, though.
Well, they actually let a player have the number 69.
What is he just shoving him? He's like,
why wouldn't they?
Because, I mean, Dennis Rodman tried to get the number 69 in the NBA, and they wouldn't let him have it.
Yeah, because Dennis Rodman's like, we know what you're doing, Dennis Rodman. You ain't getting 69. It's not just a number to you.
Can I say something?
Damn, nice punches.
No.
I don't mind this.
You want to fight? Let him fight.
He looks
We're
like he can
live. I think the NFL has been really boring this year.
And you know why? It feels like a strike year. It feels like because every major player is hurt.
And it just feels like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's not exciting. I feel like we're just headed for another Patriots. And
I think Eagles are fun. Eagles are fun to watch.
Sure is.
I just, it's not exciting this year. And I love football. And I just.
Imagine an NBA season where
I think there's just
LeBron,
more griping
Curry.
In the NFL than actual, like, like the NBA seems to have fun. Baseball.
They let the media take the focus completely off the field.
Yeah.
Onto mental health and right to protest.
Let's be honest, a little less cool. How many people here think Colin Kaepernick will ever play another game in the NFL?
He's suing the NFL now, right? The Players Association.
Players Association is in his behalf.
I'd be very surprised. To think, no way. He's in it. He's 30. All right. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, they should sign him. They should sign him, dude. That could be the worst thing for Kaepernick. If I was him, I'd say this year is a wash. I'm not going to
At that Saints game, not one player kneeled. We looked. I'm like, are they done with that now? Is that over?
Dude, the whole thing, anyways. That's different.
If I were the NFL and I were the owners, I'm like, hey, guys, can we all get on the phone on Thursday? Let's all get on the phone. But Thursday's more. How about Friday? Friday at 10? Does that work? Okay. 11? And then they go, listen.
I agreed to 10.
This story kind of sucks. Can one of us just sign him? How about one of us just signs him? We'll do it for 1 year. Because the story kind of sucks. It'll just go away if we just sign him.
They are so
worried.
Does
anyone have a third string spot available on a team? Anybody who's not going to compete this year?
Houston could use him, but they're going to plug him in instantly. And, dude, you can't just throw a guy into an NFL game. He needs time.
So, whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying, sign him as a second stringer. If I were the owners, I'd be like, let's just get rid of the story.
In a long time.
Put him on a team. You never have to suit him up once. Just do it. He's not going to kneel.
The worst thing about this, and I said this when he did it, he restructured his contract. He restructured it so he could get the free agency quicker.
Yeah.
He completely over.
And then he did this going into free agency.
So stupid. And you know who to blame?
More power to you.
His fucking girlfriend.
More power to you, but don't get out of that contract afterwards.
Dude, you never leave money on the table unless you're like somebody like Tom Brady where you know they're going to sign him till he fucking doesn't want to play anymore.
Or you're somebody stupid like the Teeb.
Yeah.
Tell me about the time you left money on the table.
Several of my ideas. I've had several ideas. One guy was like, I'll give you $100 million for your edible diaper idea. And I go, you know what?
Ew.
I think I'm going to make more money than that.
Oh, no. Bad idea, man.
I respect
that. That's $100 million, but it's a $200 million idea. Ediblediapers.com. Registered trademark.
How much have you made out of that so far?
Nothing. Because then I... Ren Azizi is going to give me money for research and development, but
just seems like
I couldn't get anybody
been,
to try to
right
eat
time.
The diapers. The problem with it is this, Ari. In order for me to find edible diapers, somebody has to eat diapers that aren't edible so I can find the right recipe.
Right.
So people were getting pretty sick, and then I got sued. And I was like, oh, I should have just taken the $100 million and let that guy have the problem of all of these children eating. It's children, by the way. Eating edible diapers that weren't edible yet.
Let him figure it out.
So, yeah, I got in a lot of trouble for that. I mean, that's just one example of how.
Well, can I say something to you guys?
Of course, Sam Tripoli, who's live.
I am live. You know where I was live at? The World Series game.
That's right. You went to game
two. Game two.
Two. That's right. Yeah,
that's the one I would have gone to.
I had a ticket to game six, but I couldn't go.
What?
Yeah, I know. Sucks. Free ticket.
How? From who?
It was.
You know my Ellis Thomas?
What did you have to do that you couldn't go to a World Series game?
What's that?
You had tickets?
No, I had.
Dude,
I
more
had
food,
a
Ari.
Ticket.
I can't wait to hear it.
That's worthy
dude,
of being
the sound was awful.
Why didn't you go?
Well, all of us are mad at you. You have to
leave. Why? Because I didn't go to the World Series game for free?
Yeah, exactly that.
And I was going to throw out the first pitch.
So you're lying.
No, okay. I'm not lying. I really couldn't go. And it was like... Because I was already in the middle of doing it. It was like one of those, hey, man, I just found out you have to like leave right now. And I was like, fuck, dude. If I had like 2 hour notice, I could have gone.
What were you doing?
I was recording for that pod.
You couldn't be like, hey, guys.
Yeah, I got to leave right now.
Bye.
Yeah, but that was more important to me. If it was Cubs, I would have. Dodgers, I would have gone.
World Series game. I'd be like, hey, guys, can we just set a time?
I got to be honest with you.
Let me get your opinion. I just got to take it to a World Series game.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Yeah.
You've never been to the World Series? No.
Yeah. I had a great time.
You get tickets. I'm like, do you guys mind if we do this another time?
Yeah.
I get it's inconveniencing you.
Yeah.
You understand. I just got a ticket.
And they won that game,
to
too.
World Series game.
Yep.
And where'd you get your ticket, Sam?
I went on SeatGeek.
And you sat in the all-you-can-eat section?
I sat in the all-you-can-eat and hang out with Mexican section.
Get your money back.
I loved it, dude. I had so much fun.
Really?
I loved it. It sucks that they lost. But, you know, again, Dave Roberts going to just start going to do shit that doesn't make sense.
That would have been a huge win, too, go up 2-0.
Bruno Mars at the Forum. That'll be good. Yeah, so what'd you do, Sam?
Guess what else I got tickets
for? You looked up SeatGeek?
K-Rocks.
They blew it when they were up 4-0.
Acoustic Christmas.
Which, Friday or Saturday?
The one that has Run the Jewels and
Muse.
Queens of Stone Age.
Dude, that game, That game where they, there was game five, where they blew a 4-0 lead and then a 7-4 lead. It was like, what are you guys doing? You have this game. That would have been up 3-1. Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I mean, that game two that we lost was insanity. Like, there was so much shit that all, most of the breaks in this World Series all went Houston's way. Like, little
they didn't make any
things.
Mistakes. They didn't make any mistakes.
I feel like that's happening to the Falcons this year. Every little thing
is going against them.
You just, there's something where a team, there's four or five good teams, but one of them just has that magic season where everything just goes their way.
Yeah.
They win in all the overtimes, you know, blocked field
goals.
That
was the Raiders last year, winning these close yep. games.
Yep. So, Sam, you just went to SeatGeek and you're like, hey, I'm going to try to get some Dodger tickets right now.
Yeah, it was really easy. And it was so funny because I was trying to get them before they went over G.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And every time I buy them, I go to do it, and they'd be like, these tickets are no longer available. They were just
getting
fucking
bought
fast.
Yeah.
And I got in. And by the way, that's a tribute band charging $69 for a show.
What? How, Guns N' Roses tribute?
$69.
Well, at least they're consistent with the band that they're tributing.
That's true. Wow. That's true. But it's great, man. The best part is it's all guaranteed, dude.
Yep.
I could see people trying to jack people for...
Especially for playoff or World Series tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know if those things are real or legit.
Here's what I've learned about Mexicans at Dodger games. Like, they love trying to start the wave. That's all they're consumed with is getting the wave started, and nobody wanted to help. It was just one drunk-looking Mexican who looked like a Hispanic lawn gnome trying to get this fucking... No, everyone's like, sit down, dude. We paid too much for these fucking tickets. Shakira, you remember when she was a thing?
Shakira. No. Man, she danced hot.
Katy Perry.
Purity Ring?
What's it's Purity Ring?
Dave Chappelle and John who?
John Mayer.
Oh.
Dave Chappelle is just amazing, dude.
John Mayer is pretty cool, too.
Is John Mayer doing here. Comedy?
Yeah, he does it sometimes, but I bet he's just playing music. He's
probably just doing a little bit of both.
What?
I got my acoustic tickets at the Forum, dude. I'm super stoked
That's
to
be
going.
Be a great place.
Acoustic tickets?
The K-Rock Acoustic Christmas.
They're doing it at the Forum now.
They're doing it at the Forum. And, dude, every seat at the Forum is a good
seat.
Wait
till you see this lineup. So use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Get the app. You're a dummy if you don't. Get the app for SeatGeek. Put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you $20 off of any tickets that you get. And, if you can find something that's $20, guess who's going to something for free?
Yeah, Muse is that night, too, so I got them all.
Wow, when the jewels.
Queens of Stone Age, Rise Against.
Royal Blood, they're great. Weezer, Morrissey, Night 2, The Killers, Lumineers, Jesus.
I know,
people,
dude.
Phoenix.
What a great lineup.
Franz Ferdinand, damn.
And the
Which one's the better lineup? I think the Friday's
better.
I think Night 2.
I like Night 2, but
Muse
they're
is great. 30 Seconds to Mars is nice if you like Mexican bands.
Yeah,
no,
I do
Mars
love.
Volta.
I do
Volta.
Love
Queens of the Stone
Prophets
Age.
Prophets of Rage, Run the Jewels, and Queens of Stone Age.
And Cold War
Kids. Get the fuck out of here.
That's great too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Morrissey though, and Weezer, and the Killers, and
Morrissey.
The Lumineers.
Did someone say Morrissey just lost his virginity?
No.
Maybe it was the first time his dick had been fucked inside.
Maybe with a woman.
Doesn't he claim he's
Maybe
asexual?
Maybe with a woman.
Yeah, he was asexual for a while, but now he said.
I heard he just fucks leftover meat.
You know where he'd love our new sponsors? Live Dead Girls.
Live Dead Girls.
Live Dead Girls. LDG.
I'm going to bring it all week.
They're live. They're dead.
And they're girls.
And they're horny.
They're live. They're dead. And they were girls when they were alive. But now they're just dead girls. Dead.
Children under 10 get a free cow.
Bring a dead girl. Get a lap dance.
A little
bit
loud.
It's like,
oh, get it off me.
It's like a bachelor party. It's like Sam's bachelor party. He's like, it's just dead girl laying on him. We're all taking pictures with him. Hey, a round of drinks for my buddy. And can you send some more dead girls? The best ones, you got it. He's getting married Saturday.
Who's Rise Against? Is that one of those garbage Big J bands?
Probs. Fight Nanny will know.
They're not as, I don't think Big J would like them. They're more like Poppy.
They're Poppy?
Oh, yeah.
No, but like I think too Poppy for him because he likes Avenged Sevenfold.
Dude, that guy's flipping us off. That guy's fucking on edge.
Yeah, he's straight edge. He loves the Lord, but he loves metal more.
I got a tattoo, but it's for Jesus.
Do you remember Swing Life Away? That was like their big single. No, that was a slow
song.
We don't
remember. That was like a dog shit.
That was like an acoustic song. So I don't see Big J like liking that.
We button our shirts all the way to the top.
You guys would have heard it.
And we flip you off.
Hey, man, we love rock, but we love supporting women more.
He has two different colors.
Hey, guys, we're male feminists. You don't like that. You can go fuck off.
That looks like Red Band number three. Like Thin Red Band.
Thin Band?
Rail Band.
Rail Band?
Thin Band?
Thin Band. Lap Band. That's
Lap
it.
Band.
That's it.
Oh, bam. Point to you.
They got there.
Ari Shaffir coming strong.
Ari Shaffir fucking high, eating pizza, on fire.
Live.
All right. Guys, wait, what else is going on in sports news that have we not talked about? 40-yard dashes. When do those go up?
Hot dogs.
I want to see them.
This week, they go up
on
Patreon. I want
to see them, dude.
I.
Look, he got fat.
One.
Nobody likes you.
There's
Ari.
A lot of controversy to you winning, and we
no
talk about it.
Especially tons. After that last race came,
tons.
And I raced you all
that
at the
kid
same time.
Fucking
yeah,
cheated.
I'm bleeding from my entire left side.
Controversy gone.
Wait, so
save
you
it for
did
real
your
moments.
Time after you fell?
Yeah. No, no.
No,
he
no.
Did his time
I did.
You ran it twice.
I ran one. Clearly won. Second time fell. And then third time, we all raced it at the same time.
You did it
so I won the second and
times?
The third time. And now he said there's controversy over the second of those three times. Come on, man.
How long were you sore from that? Or were you not? Because you do yoga and you're in good shape.
I pulled a muscle a few days later.
I know you hike.
Dude, I was hurt for a week.
Me too.
I had to go to a professional
40-yard dash times.
That's really
I
bad,
still
guys.
Have parts what? On me that hurt.
Yeah. Dude, Sam, you ran so hurt. Badly. The form was so awful.
It was.
Oh, my God.
I still have parts of my body that hurt.
Really?
You guys need to work out. This is
you
bad.
Guys just hot yoga.
This is, I work out every day. Work this is not good.
Do you really? Then why do you still look like that?
No. Boom. Saw that one coming.
Yep. I mean, I'm not
sucks.
Sore today, but I'm like, if I were to do something, I could still feel the effects of running 120 yards in about 15 minutes.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. 120 yards? That's not very much.
I know. We essentially ran, like, from end zone to end zone.
In fairness, though, we ran through the line. So it was, by the way, that's going to pop, and then it's going to bring down the volume again. Whatever I just did.
Pretty much ran end zone to end zone.
Yeah.
With that, because the two end zones
you
are 10,
ran over
10
the
yards
line
or 10
a
yards.
Bit. You ran over the line a little bit.
Yeah, we ran about 120 yards.
Ari, can I ask you a question?
Which is nothing at all.
What?
You're right.
What?
Does Doug Stanhope peeing on you make me believe there's a higher power?
He was so drunk.
Is there a little bit of spirituality
on there? It was
gross,
there? But it was funny.
The guy who's constantly threatening to throw piss on people
who?
Gets peed on?
Yeah.
Does that make you think there's a Lord? Or maybe we're in a simulation and they just...
I can't wait till you're shoving that hot dog up your butt. And you're going to be saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
I said it before on this show, and I'll say it again.
You're going to make it so annoying. You're going to finally do it. You're going to make it so annoying with bitching the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Okay. I love
the
nice shift on
the
fucking
worst.
Topic.
Yeah.
That was great.
Thanks. You
that was great.
It. You didn't even
that
notice
was so
it.
So good.
I'm not worried.
Stoned Ari's Jedi mind tricks don't move as quick.
I'm not worried that I got to shove a hot dog in my ass.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to like it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
you're the only one not scared.
Yeah, you seem fine with this, Tebow.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it, but I'm saying I wish football season would wrap up a little quicker, you know?
Yeah. But
I just want to go first.
Just what?
I want to go first. And can I go second?
You can go the whole time.
But, I mean, I just want to – I'll ease you guys into it and be like, you're like, wow, he's really winning the reverse Kobayashi.
What if I gave
he's
you
$1,000
to take the hot dogs for me?
I wouldn't agree to that. You have to take them. That's the bet. Not paying somebody to take them. Hey, would you do a...
You're going to make me leave money on the table again.
Would either one of you do a reverse with me, do a reverse Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah. Dude, are you serious? You just made my day.
What is this, Requiem for a Dream?
Look at Tebow, straight up, like you're cringing. Let's go back to that.
Wait, what was it?
You were just like straight up, like you were cringing. Look at that. What are you doing? It's like you're cold.
Wait, that's a run?
That's your run stance? You... Oh, there it is, back to normal.
Wow, Ari's, yeah, Ari's
look how
really...
easily. Ah, ha-ha, wow, by like 2 yards.
Wait, what kind of shoes are you all? Your shoes are improper. What are you wearing?
Chuck Taylor low tops.
I'm wearing the same shoes
those
I am.
Are not running shoes.
Yeah, and
no wonder you were sore. Do you have shin splints?
No. I have
Did Sam come in second there?
Sam, your shoes are okay.
Where is the finish line? Was that guy? Were you at the finish line?
The G is the finish line. Remember, at the far end of the G.
Look at Ari. So
frame by frame, frame by frame. Okay, here's the conspiracy.
Frame by frame
for.
Is great.
Oh, he should have been on the line. It's a little off the line.
We should have. Right, Ari just crossed it right there. It's that G.
You have to do a line across, frame by frame.
I wish we had me falling.
Frame by frame, frame by frame. Wait.
I wish we had me falling.
Frame by frame.
I wish too.
Oh, I.
That's a photo finish.
Sam reached out his hand. Frame backwards. Frame backwards. Zoom in. Section G4.
Was this a Zapruder film?
Right. Does Sam get his hand in front of Tebow?
Look at that foot.
Okay, now back it up though. Back it up. Frame.
You guys
frame.
Were so close.
It was very close. Wow. For
the only one that hurt was this one.
What was the point of doing it three times?
Okay, go forward, forward.
Because we just kept doing it until Ari won.
Wait. No, one more. No, right there, I believe.
That's pretty close.
It might be Tebow's foot ahead of the arm because it's on an angle. Now, one more frame.
I mean, I'm willing to say.
Well, that looks like Tebow. Frame.
I mean,
we're already past it.
I know, but where's it to that? Now, here, I'll show you where Sam overtakes you. Frame. Boom, Sam's ahead. I think you're already over the line.
Way over the line.
Yeah, it's
that
G.
It's that end of the G.
Yeah.
But it's close.
Sam's slowest.
That one hurt.
That one hurt, that last step?
That whole race, because that was right after I fell.
I couldn't hear you guys yelling in pain because I was already without.
I don't know it's necessarily a
and
bad
see
thing.
Whose time is who.
Yeah.
I win.
Oh, I was
okay,
at a good
now
shot.
We're gonna do
by
it
the time you were screaming in pain, I was at a good shot.
Then we're
going to
all race each other. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's
look where I am. Look where I am in there. That's the back of my back foot after I'm already slowing down.
How'd you guys find a track?
All right, guys.
Oh, Ari tweeted, any of my fans want to come, time me and cheat.
Phoenix College invited all down. Yeah, there's no time here. Look at me laughing as I realize the long strides are, of course, going to get it.
He looks
hands
like he's
up.
Not even struggling. See, you guys, that's normal. That's not a long run. That's how
oh,
you should be.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Hill said he's going to start doing Bet DSI 5-team parlays, and every time he wins, he's sending lunch into Punch Drunk.
Oh, really?
I'm down.
That's a good way to support the show and win some money with one of our sponsors.
Please no ham on the pizza.
Please no pineapple on the pizza.
Just donuts. We can
fuck donuts,
man. That's what I'm saying. Fuck
Give
donuts.
Give me lobster
yeah, fuck
rolls
donuts,
from
let me
Katana.
Eat
guys, real quick, we want to leave
real quick.
They have new lobster rolls there too, by the way.
Of your five-star reviews, if you give us
this
five-star
reviews.
This is
everyone's
reviews.
Favorite part of the
on
show.
iTunes?
We got feedback last week. Everyone really loved it.
Really?
Did they hate it?
Sam loves shout-outs. You love a shout-out, man. You've never gotten
I
over
told you. I was like, Sam, this is boring.
you don't, like, vet them, too. You just read random ones. You don't, like, go, like, oh, this is a ridiculous one. Let me read this.
Okay, we don't have to do it, dude.
Great.
We're on board.
What are you hoping to get out of that, though?
More
just
reviews.
Like that
you
are
read some
excited
good
to hear
ones.
Their name.
You don't even know what I fucking read, you fucking idiots.
No, I mean,
idiots.
Like, interesting ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, this one's boring. Let me read it.
Yeah.
Am I an asshole?
Johnny said that's what you were doing.
E2 Brute?
You were just reading them and going,
okay.
Oh, yeah, that one was good. All right,
guys. Good times.
Oh, no. We're ending it with them grumpy again.
Hey,
I'm
guys.
Sorry.
Go to... Here's another thing I want to start doing. I want to start making fans of the show. I want to make your art into T-shirts. So if you can do a basic color design of white and black.
You got to give them two colors to work with if they want two colors.
Well, the simpler the shirt, the easier it is to get made. So we want to start turning the fans' art into shirts.
I like it. So did somebody win the suicide pool? I owe them tickets.
It's not over yet.
How many people are still in it?
Three, I think.
That's crazy. Week 9, 3. All right. Second place gets 2 free tickets. First place
week
gets 4.
Week 2. Bye-bye, T. Week 2, I was
4
gone.
People left? You're in fourth place?
You're still going?
You just left. You just lost?
Hold on. Once you lose one, you're out.
No,
well,
it's still you continue to pick.
No, that's a dumb.
No, that's not what
Suicide
League is.
Those fucking leagues are dumb where you can keep going. It's not like this. You're out. Everybody knows you're out.
Yeah.
I love ass to ass, by the way.
Shocker.
Shocking statement.
I guess I'm an asshole. I guess everything I like is asshole.
Is there any porn you don't like?
What?
No. Sam, is there any porn?
Yeah,
the one you're in.
Let's narrow it
that.
Down.
Yeah.
Other than hot dog
I
hear,
porn.
I want
to hear, like, what repulses you.
Hot
we'll
dog porn.
Stuff and I'll tell you if I like it or not.
POV.
Hot
no,
dog.
I'm not into it.
You're hot not into POV?
I like POV. That's my favorite.
Everybody's favorite. It's
yeah.
Fucking, it's
shot well.
Porn.
I don't mind it shot well, or if what shot well?
The amateur porn.
Oh yeah, I like it. I like hidden camera. It's where it literally looks real.
That's creepy.
You can really believe, because like, I'm always like, well, where's the camera guy in this if it's so amateur? And then it's like, oh yeah. I like when they go off screen a little bit and come back in.
I just like audio.
You're into that audio?
You just need sound.
I just like penthouse forums. I like to read.
I just like hearing guys
go, lost in week six, motherfucker. You've been out for a while. Come back in, idiot.
Hold on. It's only week eight, right?
No. We just had week nine.
It's week 10.
It's week 10. He lost in week six.
It is now week 10.
Yeah, but you lost in week six. You're only 90% because everybody stops picking after they fucking go out. No, you weren't fifth. And then no one
what
lost
want,
for the last 3 weeks.
Fucking ribbon?
No one lost for the last 2 weeks? Bullshit.
Oh. What do you want, ribbon?
Do you want a ribbon?
Guys, should we leave this for people and I'll say to
oh,
everybody from
left.
Punch?
Pistachio, Otish, ESPN, Keter, Ron Mexico, Ron. Mexico. What is it? Who
everyone
are you giving
will
to?
Be so happy. Ari wants half.
Two ATC. Cold pizza?
Yep.
Well, they give us stiff donuts sometimes.
What? You almost sound like you were going to cry. Don't bring it up, dude. They don't want to do
no,
it.
Last week's
it's
donuts
the most hated
so
segment we've ever done on this show.
Spoiler alerts was the most
you
hated,
gotta, you got to get some good ones beforehand.
Thanks to the 18 people that voted against it.
I'm over it. I tried to help, but again,
yeah,
I
yeah,
made
like this shoe. 5 stars, thanks. By Sam P515. Sam says they make me laugh. They make laugh and sports talk about. Thank you very much, Sam PF515.
They make me laugh and sports talk about.
And sports talk about.
That guy had a lot of words in his mouth.
Nice white quarterbacks.
That's a long time ago, man.
Nice white quarterbacks.
Oh yeah, we're going back to 2013.
Yeah, why are you going back
wow.
so far? Go to the recent ones.
These are all the good ones. These are. Our fans stop being funny.
I've never said those words to you. I go by recent, and they're all 5-star. We only read 5 stars.
No, you should read a lot of 4-star reviews. That's those.
We should only read
ones.
The 1-star reviews.
No.
Why would you write a review and then give 1 star?
Someone says they can't wait for Tripoli to have to do the reverse Kobayashi.
Yeah, it seems to be a running theme on Twitter.
Oh, you think so? That's the only thing people tweet at me. Pictures of hot dogs. People are really excited. See, that's the thing. Oh,
you know who's most
we do
excited
here's
about
one, here's a good one. It's great by Punch Fan. Ari Shaffir and Jason Tebow are hilarious comedic geniuses. Thanks a lot, man. Once in a while, this Sam guy gets mad and can be sort of funny as well. Oh, so we got everybody. Clue listens to the show. Thanks, Punch Fan.
I knew that was coming.
For your wonderful 5-star review.
Oh, you know what's hilarious? I don't have my glasses. Literally, I just see black lines. I couldn't read any of these if you asked me to.
Wow.
Oh, but I squint really hard. I can't.
All right.
T-Bone Smith.
Yep, I tried. All right, guys.
Here's a terrible one. Love Punch Drunk Sports, especially since Ari's gone. Love the nanny.
I know. That's like your worst nightmare.
So we have a lot of retarded fans.
See, people say.
Apparently they have mental retardation.
I don't know what's more gay.
I'm talking about Down syndrome, but in the derogatory way. So they get hurt because of how awful you are.
People keep saying, like, oh. You guys do all this gay stuff on your show, and fans are like, you guys do so many gay things, but I think it's more
what?
Gay that everybody keeps tweeting, I cannot wait to see you put a hot dog in your ass.
Yeah.
That's
do.
Gayer to me
you know
than me just
see you with a hot dog in your ass the most?
Me.
You want,
yeah.
You.
I don't want to see it, I just want to see if I like it, because if I do, it'll answer her. It'll solve a lot of problems.
I feel like you've already been doing it, and this is your chance to come out of the
yeah,
closet
it's
on it.
Gonna
by
slide
the guest
right
who's
in.
Been fucked an ass on the show,
yeah.
It is 100% you.
Me? With my hemorrhoids?
No, with that asshole that has adjustable grip
them.
On it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think that would be easy to get into?
Oh, my God. It's been wrecked.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Dude,
here's a good one. JJ Redick is bi. 5 stars by Joe Feinstein. I met a dude at a bar in D.C. who swears he had sex with JJ Redick and showed me a picture of them together. JJ Redick is bi.
I hope it's
by
the
Gerald Feinstein, March 7th.
This is all
breaking
coming
together.
If JJ Redick's bi and I start loving these hot dog situation, this could all work out great, and I will no longer be leaving money on the table because I'm going to have a sugar daddy that can shoot 3-pointers. Little questionable on defense. But we were live today. I think that we proved that. Thank you for the pizza.
Oh, it's already time.
Thank you for the pizza.
Guys,
Don Carlos.
Gone for a while.
What do you mean you're going to be gone for a while?
You want to Skype in?
I'm going back to New York, and then I, you know, I've really come to realize this in June when I was here, and the last time I was here for a couple weeks, and And then just LA's full of garbage. So I don't I just don't see myself coming back that much anymore unless I have stuff I got to do.
Well, I'm going to be going away too then because I agree with you. I will be back 1 year after this bet was paid off by you guys. I'll be under the hot dog witness protection program.
Oh, God. No, why will we bet? That's when we'll pay it off, when I will be back. Actually, no, we got to wait till the end of the season anyway. So.
Yeah, it's not till like this. It'll just be the best January we've ever had.
Yeah.
The hobo bet,
I'll do in New York before it gets too cold and rainy. By the way, I'm running my hour at the Comedy Cellar, Flatback Pussycat. Go to the Comedy Cellar website every Sunday from November 12th to the end of the year. Cheap tickets, just me working out.
Live Dead Girls, love you guys.
Live Dead Girls, Live Dead Girls. You can't wait to leave, can you, fucking plank master?
No, I have to go to work.